We are rolling.
Oh, shit.
What?
For the past 5 minutes.
Oh. God damn. You're dead.
So, episode 21. The fight went good, I thought. I mean, obviously the fights weren't great, but we got a lot of views on it.
What are these chunks in my glass? Just kidding, it's ice.
Probably ice.
I'm all...
Yeah, fights were somewhat entertaining. Oh, who's that guy? Layback. Yeah. UFC. Why does this only say an hour and 18 minutes? Is that how long? Is that how long the video is, Eric?
No, there's two streams is what it is.
Okay.
There's two streams. One was an hour and a half, and the other one was the rest of it.
Oh.
Because I had to set up a separate stream, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some tech. Obviously, when you're doing stuff like that, you're going to have your technical issues and grow and get better. So we had some problems. We had streaming problems. We had internet problems. Well, no, we had sign-in problems. Couldn't get the fight up and started on time. We'll be better every time. Guarantee you fucking that. We'll get better every time.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun. You making me take those two shots at the end of the night for losing was not good.
I was talking and you went like this.
Was not good. I was passing out.
Yeah. You fell off the arm of the chair. You're like, shoot.
In the study.
Yeah. And then you acted like you were joking and you weren't.
No, I definitely probably wasn't. Yeah.
That was more like five shots, but...
Yeah, you fucker.
The winner's circle over here chooses.
Just wait till next time.
Oh, no.
Dude, I was feeling okay, and I did the whole turn. So here we both had turns. So we had same-day check-ins on Sunday at two houses for Airbnb. So she went to one, and I went to the other one. And I got it done by, 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then I got home. I asked her if she needed my help. She's like, no, I got it. So I got home and I instantly started eating chips and salsa. And it's just hot, green chili salsa. Sadie's hot green chili salsa. Check it out. It's the best shit. And then all of a sudden, I just got this fucking wicked headache, right up here. And it just fucking put me down. I was just like, I was trying to watch basketball. Oh, yeah, it all caught up to me. Probably a little very dehydrated out in the sun, working in the backyard and stuff, cleaning the pools. And
I was fine after I got away from your cat.
Ah.
You got in the car, a little wind on me. It's good to go. Took some sinus medicine.
And got in the sun. The sun always helps.
Yeah, I got in the air condition.
Well, vitamin D, the sun always helps you.
Vitamin C, vitamin A, C.
A, C, D, C?
Air condition.
Vitamin
A. I was good. I mean, I just laid around all day. That's what was my plan. I was going to go pitch some balls. It wasn't happening.
Didn't happen.
No.
That's what I thought.
I can be a deadbeat dad once a year.
Once every month when we do these fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. We still got it done. Our shit done.
Push
through.
I tried to do a little birthday shopping. It's past his birthday, which was May 5th. But I was going to get him a little extra stuff.
Yeah.
He's going to start Little League. He's been begging to do Little League. So I'm like, all right, I got you. And he's going to crush it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. He's so good at baseball. It's not even funny.
What is the age of Little League? I thought we were in Little League when we were
T-ball. He's going to be on an 8-year-old team.
Oh.
And it'll be kid pitch. We're not doing coach pitch or T-ball.
Pitching machine.
He's past all that.
Well, yeah, obviously.
When he practiced for a year straight with Kingston's club team.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Knighton.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, no, Kingston does club,
That's not Little League.
No. We make fun of Little League.
How old does Little League, what's the age range of Little League?
Probably 4 to 12.
Okay. So like the Little League World Series is a bunch of 12-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought. But club is a level up.
Yes.
But how come they don't have like a World Series? This Little League is just so famous.
It's famous. I mean, those kids are good too. Don't get me wrong. Best players in the world. But you know, we do. That's what we're doing in Texas. Mm. We do the All-State. We do that future prospect thing he was invited to do. Like, that's what we do. It's just not on ESPN because Little League's more popular.
Oh, but it's not as good?
Not here in Arizona.
Mm. No. There's no good Little League teams here?
No. I think what happens is, you know, these guys that are playing club or whatever that play all the time, yeah, will go get on a Little League team.
Mm.
And oh, I got picked, you know, or... like they just pick the ones that they want. Oh, you played for Santan Little League for two games? Oh, you're in.
Right, right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they do it. We don't mess with all that. I mean, I'm sure we could be involved if we wanted, but whatever. I'm not trying to travel half the year for that. Right. You know, like I don't got time for that.
No. No. Yeah, if you stay here, get them built up, and then get them into like the best high school baseball in the state, boom. Then you're golden. Then scouts will come, and like colleges will come and shit.
Well, Hamilton High School, which is out in Gilbert, they have pro scouts at their practices.
Okay.
So that's where what's his name, Cody Bellinger, came from.
Mm-hmm.
So they have probably the most talent. Yeah. They're the most famous for it, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, yeah, sure, if he could go there, whatever.
Right.
But that's over there. I think it ends up being Gilbert or Chandler, something. It might be Chandler, but it's on the same side as Gilbert. Who knows? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're good enough, they'll let you play. They'll let you go to school there.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he lives in Chandler. Yeah. Figure it out.
Well, that's good. That's so Knighton's going to be starting Little League. When does that start?
I don't know. I've emailed a couple leagues trying to figure out. I know they're about to end their seasons right now. Most Little Leagues around town, so there should be another one coming up real soon.
Okay.
So that's the plan. Get the little fella going. He's definitely, he's okay at basketball, but...
he's good at baseball. He's been practicing with his big brother.
Yeah.
Just fucking copying all his moves and getting good.
Yeah, every time, you know, Kingston gets a new bat or some new turf shoes or a new glove, he's like, yes, I get your old stuff.
Nice. Nice, yeah.
I was going to give him a new bat, get him his own bat because, you know, every league has a different style you're allowed to use. So the bats Kingston uses for club are illegal in Little League.
Mm.
Too much power to
them. Too much power. When do you transition kids from, since they only use wooden bats in MLB, when do you transition them from the metal?
Only the pros.
I know, but I mean, so you just...
well, take for instance, not this weekend, but next, we're doing an all wood bat tournament.
Oh.
Just for the fun of it.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. One day tournament.
So you kind of sprinkle it in throughout. What do they do in high school? It's all,
even through college, it's metal,
yeah,
aluminum, composite, whatever you pick.
Yeah.
All the way until the pros.
Interesting.
Because you want to, I mean, even the college guys, like, man, you want to see a Jason Giambi with a composite bat, the ball coming flying at you at like 150.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Jason Giusambi.
My favorite player.
Jason Giusambi. Have you seen that Lonely Island parody of Jose Canseco and...
is it recent?
Yeah.
I'm surprised the guy's alive.
No, it's Andy Samberg. Andy Samberg, you know who that is? The comedian, the comedy dude that is on, what's the Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Mm-hmm.
And he did the Dick in the Box and like a bunch of other stuff with Justin Timberlake and SNL. He's famous on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
But he did another one with the only Lonely Island, his two buddies. They created a band called the Lonely Island. And those are the guys that do all the songs. And it's like a 10-minute long little music video. And I think they're Jason Giambi and Jose Canseco. Or no. Oh, I got to look it up now. You haven't seen it?
No.
It's fucking hilarious.
So I met Jason Giambi in Vegas at a baseball tournament. His team was there. He coaches his son's team.
The Bash Brothers.
Yeah, the Bash Brothers. That was McGuire and Canseco.
McGuire.
those are my favorite players growing up.
The Ultimate Bash Brothers Experience. It's fucking hilarious. It's on Netflix. You can watch it on Netflix. Anyway, we probably can't watch it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's fucking amazing.
I need to send that to myself. I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah, it's only... Here it is.
Yes. Big Red.
Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire. Bash Brothers in the 80s. 80s heyday. Although McGuire was 90s, right?
80s, 90s. They're the same era.
Yeah.
So it's called Bash Brothers Experience?
Yeah, Lonely Island presents the unauthorized Bash Brothers Experience. It's fucking great. It's only like, I can't remember. Here, we'll watch the trailer. We could do that.
Absolutely. Send that to myself. I'm watching that tonight. The world,
yeah, it's a music video. I can't really.
Oh, it's not a show.
No, it's all music.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
Man, I was thinking there was going to be some type of sitcom or something about it.
Well, it's a comedy, just like Dick in the Box or I'm on a Boat.
I see now. Okay.
Yeah, so they're just making fun of these guys.
Dick in the Box.
Yeah, yeah, it's hilarious. Let's see.
They're all tiny and they're. Uniforms trying to date girls.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Here, let's light up this one.
Yeah, if you look at the size of those guys when they were early in the league.
Yeah.
They put on like 50 pounds of muscle.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are nuts. They're like bodybuilders out there playing baseball.
Yeah. They're a bunch of Ronnie Colemans.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. Step into my crib, everything's smell like cool water. And if you come into mine, you know it's Dracard Noir. I have a seat on this couch made of horse leather. I'm told the horse that it's from could run fast and far. Getting rejected. Yeah, it gets better, but that's pretty. That's the gist of it.
That's funny, dude.
Silk robes and kimonos. My smells like Dracard Noir.
She's like, no.
He's like trying to put it on her. And she's like, no. Why are we doing this?
think Jose probably pulled some babes, you know. Mark, on the other hand.
Oh, hey, will you run and get Levi to do the digisigner, or you do it for Kevin?
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah, but those guys are great. I literally watch. There was one where Jose Canseco hit a home run. It was inside Toronto Stadium, the indoor stadium. He hit it off the ceiling.
He hit it off the ceiling?
He hit it off the ceiling.
Do you remember which stadium?
Yeah, Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, Toronto Blue Jays.
Indoors.
Yeah.
Because it's cold.
Right.
Yeah, he hit it off the ceiling. Like, really?
You see some get up there. Is that a ground rule double, or they just call it a home run?
I think they have to
because it doesn't
justify. I mean, if it goes straight up, you know, but if it crosses a line, it
doesn't cross these lines.
Yeah,
then it's probably a ground rule.
Yeah, yeah. Probably.
He's on it.
Yeah, he was already on it.
Oh, okay,
but you know, McGuire. I love watching those highlights when he was breaking all those records.
Mm-hmm.
That year. Because, you know, back then, I couldn't watch baseball on TV. It's like, it just wasn't enough. It was boring.
It's still boring on TV.
You watch your mouth.
On TV?
Well, it has to be my team.
Yeah, I'd just rather watch it in person. There's so many other things to watch. I can't justify watching a four-hour baseball game.
Not me. I'll go home, turn it on, background.
Yeah.
I'll lay in bed and watch that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's good for you because you're a coach. And
that's my life. Yeah, we're baseball.
You got to be obsessed because your kids are going to follow you. Yeah, they're going to follow your lead. If you're obsessed with it, they're going to follow and be obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. You got to get them obsessed with it, so that's good.
But then I can see they get bored. I'll put it on, and they'll sit down and get on their phones.
Yeah, they're like, okay.
You're like, do you want to watch something else? Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess. You don't want to anymore, Dad?
You don't want to anymore, Dad? If you don't want to, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Well, let's just watch some highlights on YouTube instead.
Yeah.
Get McGuire up there.
Yeah. They should just make drugs legal in sports for whoever wants to do it.
I don't see why not. It used to be. There used to be basically no guidelines. Or there was, they just didn't check.
Well, what's the argument against it? That it's cheating.
It's cheating.
But if it's legal, it's not cheating anymore. So there goes that argument. So what's the next argument? That it's bad for people to do? That's obviously not good.
They're still trying to make these guys role models, I guess.
Right.
Charles Barkley says,
I'm not a role model.
Yeah.
I'm not a role model.
He was my role model.
That's your role model.
And I taught you to play like him.
Because you were too much of a pussy.
Yeah, I was trying to score and be cool. And then I wanted you to elbow Charles Barkley, everybody, so I could see it.
You're just too scared.
I didn't want to get beat up on the court.
No, you just didn't want to get in trouble. You had more of a sense of consequence. I didn't. I didn't have a sense of consequence, so that's why you got me to do it, because you're like, this fucking idiot will do anything I say.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget when Principal Sliger came and snagged you out of fifth grade.
Sliger!
And we were so scared of him, and you were mocking him behind his back. We're like, oh, no! He's dead.
He's going to die. Like he could see me all of a sudden somehow?
Yeah, he probably did.
Nah.
Mr.
He was nice to me. He just made me do push-ups and sit-ups and run laps and shit. Air squats.
Yeah, I had to do that once, and I didn't even do anything.
He wasn't a dick, though. Right? No. Like, he was respectful. Like, he treated you like a human. You know? He didn't, like, look down at you. Like, you fucking piece of shit. You broke the rules. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Remember that clown? Here we are just trying to use the bathroom. He comes running in with a pad of paper.
Gotcha.
Got us what?
Not this time, pal.
Yeah, we weren't doing any.
Not this time. You fucked up all the other times, and you missed on this one, too.
Loser. He was going to write our names down like he didn't know us.
Right.
Well, what's your name?
What's your name?
He was probably going to document it.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Young.
Gotcha. What? He was... What is some undercover agent trying to get us?
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. There's teachers that were out to get you. They're out to get you.
Yeah, Slager wasn't that way.
No, he wasn't that way.
He'll just murder you.
Mr. Young, Mr. Zedwick,
Mr. Zedwick didn't care about anything.
Well, he kind of wanted to get you so he could manipulate you to give his kids food and drinks and stuff.
Buy him an RC.
Buy me some McDonald's. Buy Sean a Big Mac.
A number two.
Get Sean a number two for lunch.
I'll let you off the hook.
Have Esther come sit on my lap.
Yeah, he wished.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't a creep like that.
I heard he was.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Oh, wow. I never heard a word like that.
I didn't either, because our families were really close.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that, because I don't know for sure. Yeah. I have no idea.
He was cool, man. He used to shoot hoops. Remember, we'd arm wrestle him and beat him.
I don't know if I ever did.
Me and Jake used to beat him.
You and Jake probably did.
I remember he'd be like, "Ah, oh, I thought he was faking it." I was like, "I didn't just beat this man."
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Push-ups.
Remember, I hurt my shoulder. I had surgery on my shoulder. Yeah. Sit-ups.
He had made you do sit-ups instead? I had to do
sit-ups instead.
Which is like the only time you've ever done sit-ups in your life.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
Got me this, this six-pack back in eighth grade. Thanks.
You're like, all I work on is chest, back, shoulders, and arms. That's it. No legs, no abs.
No.
Leave the abs to the bunch. He's got all the abs for all of us.
Definitely no legs, but plenty of abs for that guy.
Oh, man.
Just remember, he would take his shirt off at any given chance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shirts and skins. I'll be skins.
I'm skins.
And you and me were like,
shirts.
We bully everyone. We're shirts. We're fucking shirts. Your skins, loser.
Yeah.
We weren't even fat, but we thought we were because we didn't have a six pack.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I grew out of my baby fat when I was in like seventh grade, I think.
Yeah. I just wasn't ripped. I was never fat.
We're in sixth or seventh grade. It's like, I don't know. You're just all kinds of.
So many babes to impress.
Yeah. Just trying to.
Tiffany Hargis, my true love of life.
Trying to get pseudo laid back then. Trying to touch some smalls of some backs.
Yeah, a little extra.
Ooh.
3 or 4 second hug.
Ooh.
Big timing.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, try not to pop wood everywhere all the time.
Remember, I used to wear my jock strap.
So you can hide your poker. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Fuck those jock straps. Ugh. I had to wear that for wrestling. I hated it.
We wore cups and stuff for baseball. You know, the half, say 80% of the baseball team doesn't even wear one. They're like, yeah, it's too hot. It's too this, too that.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised in MMA that most of the guys didn't wear them. And I started wearing them because I got hit pretty hard in the nuts one time. I was like, oh, I'm wearing it. I just don't care. I'm wearing something. Even rolling around.
Try not to get a little too aroused when you're rolling around.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't like rolling with girls because there were some hotties there. No offense, but I just didn't like rolling jiu-jitsu with girls because they were too hot.
Like, remember, we had a couple come through at our bouncer foo. Didn't we call it bouncer foo?
I don't remember.
We had a couple of girls that wanted to, oh, yeah, I wanted to train with you guys, too. It's just like, come on. All the guys are like, oh. Ben?
Ben? He's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll go to my van afterward.
His van.
See my artwork.
It's cool.
Play you a thong.
On my piercing.
Play you a thong and we can make love.
It's fine. Worth Kara.
Ben and Kara. He was a nice dude.
Oh, that guy was cool.
Yeah. He's a little guy.
Yeah, he was little.
It's like Pan and those guys. Tiny little dudes.
Pan was stocky, though. He was...
Yeah, who was the other guy that was little? Not Pan, the other guy.
TikTok.
TikTok. Boy, he wishes TikTok was happening now.
Mm.
It was before his time.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok.
They stole it from him.
They stole his identity.
No, Pan... Pan was cool, man. He let me borrow his his moving truck one time for free. He's like, ah, just put some gas in it. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Look, good dude.
Yeah. All those guys were good dudes. Just didn't want to be on the other side of them.
No. Yeah, no.
And you wanted them one-on-one, because then, you know.
you're not finding the one-on-one, though.
Yeah.
They weren't there for a one-on-one.
That's like any of those gangs, dude. Like, any of those guys fight one-on-one. Like, now things have changed. But, like, back then... none of us knew really how to fight, like, real fighters. So you fight somebody one-on-one, and it's all haymakers, and everybody's out of breath within 2 minutes. And mm-hmm. It's like, you know, that's not fighting. But that's what people get hurt, too, because you do knock somebody out, and they fucking hit their head on the pavement. Or, like, your situation, right? A couple of your situations. People get hurt. People don't know what they're doing. I think that's why there's a lot of cop violence, too, is because they just don't know what they're doing. They're not trained well enough. They're scared. Rightfully so. Have you seen some of those cop videos of people calling cops and then shooting them when they open the door?
No. Jeez. Yeah, everybody's fucking... like, why don't you go be Gilbert Police? They're hiring. I got probably, I know, 5 people that just got on at Gilbert Police or Casa Grande Police.
They don't make that much money for that shit, bro.
No.
No.
That's what I said. I mean, yeah, your first couple years, you don't make that much. But then you make more money. Like, I'm going to work night shift somewhere and get shot at? Nah, good.
Every time you roll up on something, there's a possibility.
Yeah.
Every time you pull somebody over. You know? Every fucking time.
That's a big pass for me.
Dude, those people are brave as fuck. I can never do that job.
But I was thinking about going to work for the QT security. Have you seen those guys?
Yeah.
Those guys make almost $40 an hour to stand there and do nothing all day. I'm great at that. But, I don't know if you've seen on the news, those QTs have shootings and murders at them like every week.
Oh, yeah. Do you see that Arizona guy? he had like a bag, plastic bag of like Red Bulls or Rock Stars or something. And he's like friends with the QT person that he buys, the guy behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're just bullshitting or whatever. And then a guy comes in with a gun and points it at the QT guy. And he just goes like this.
Wow.
Nice. And knocks him down, grabs the gun with one hand and knocks him down and then takes him down. And then, I can't remember what, whatever. He disarmed a guy, and he, it turns out he was ex-military guy.
Nice.
And yeah, he, that was in Arizona somewhere, like last year.
Kind of like that Twisted Tea video. You ever see that? Some drunk idiot in a, you know, whatever, a gas station, and was talking all this trash to this dude. Dude had a big can of Twisted Tea. He dropped it, and he's like, oh, whoops, and goes right up, knocks the guy out.
Really?
Twisted teed his ass.
Gas station. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, there it is.
Former Marine.
Check this fucking guy out.
Oh, yeah, I have seen this. He's like, get out of here, brah.
Look at that react.
Not today.
Boom.
The old Red Bull to the face.
And the other guy didn't have a gun. The other guy ran off.
Little stupid kids, man. What are you doing? Get out of here. Oh, man. Were you there that night?
Fucking
on
Billy.
My birthday?
Billy Badass.
When Pan called and was like, I know it's your birthday, bro, but can you come up here and give us a hand? Were you there that night? You might not have been. We were at that biker bar down there that had all the Indian bikes in the windows, and down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Jeff's old bar, Jeff Minchef's old bar. He still owns it. It's still there. Yeah, it's right off of, what's the name of that? I've done so much coke in that bar. What's the name of that bar?
That was the bar that me and Tuffney were in there drinking, and we had a ride about to come pick us up, so I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom, come back. He's fighting like four guys in the front door.
Pan was?
No.
Oh, Tuffney?
Tuffney.
Not landing any shots?
No, I had to come clean house for him. And then we dove in the car and left.
I think, I may have been there for that, but I may have left. I feel like I remember you telling me, and I think I was there for like a drink, and then I left before all the shit went down or something.
I think so. I think so. Because we were... It was like me and Travis and some other dudes, so we're like, yeah, we'll come up there.
I wasn't really into the crowd anymore.
Those guys. That was a pretty rugged crowd.
I just like, you know, it's like with those guys, you like joke around wrong and they fucking want to beat you up.
Right.
It's like, come on.
Look at the ground.
Yeah, look at the ground. Like, get out of here, dude.
I'm like, I got a knife in my boot.
Jackson.
Okay, well, he's going to beat your head off before you can even...
take that knife and shove it up your asshole.
Yeah.
Not in a good way. Not in the way you want it.
Dude, Travis, he was just out here a little while ago. I hung out with him for a little bit.
Yeah, I couldn't connect with him, but... Yeah, he's a good dude. He worked for me for a couple of days. He tried it out. It wasn't for him, but... Yeah, we had a good old time. He's a good dude, man.
Yeah, they had an Airbnb out in...
He turned into a good dude.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Good dad, everything, man.
Yeah.
I think they were in Apache Junction.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, just stop by and hang out for a minute. Just, you know, what, I haven't seen you in fucking 10 years or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I cruised on by. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He was always a good guy. He's just had a murderous wit.
Yeah. He just had a. Yeah.
And wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of that guy ever.
One too many whiskeys and. He just went dark. Yeah, you don't want to be on his bad side.
He's the one that would be like, well, meet me. Come over here on the side of the building where no one can see. Come over here. Come over here where no one can see. And they'd be like, wait, why? No.
Just come over here, bro, where no one can see.
Come and over here where no one can see.
He'd say it all nice, too.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's okay, man. Just come over here, like, you know, where nobody can see us. Yeah, it's cool. Come on, just come over here.
Yeah, you want to fight? You want to talk all that shit? Come over here, the other side of the building where no one can see.
Yeah, let's just go over there.
I saw that probably five times. These guys would be like, wait, what? Why? No. No. Let's just get out of here.
Let's just go.
Yeah, screw that guy.
He was trying to hit on us, right? He wanted to suck our dicks in the alley.
It's weird. You see that? It's weird. Yeah, no, he was going to beat you to a bloody pulp.
Yeah.
While his huge friend watched.
Yeah, or murder you.
Yeah, and then I would make sure those other friends didn't jump in.
Yeah.
See if I could ram their heads into something.
Yeah.
And belly flop each other. I remember one time I worked at McFadden's, and I went out to the side patio just to check, you know, like the night was real done or whatever. It was a slow night. Just went and looked out there. There's two dudes, and they're like, hey, man, what's up? Two little, like, wannabe gangsters. I'm like, hey, what's up? And they just were like, oh, yeah, yeah, talking all this jive. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I was, like, making fun of them to their faces. And this guy comes up, and he takes his hands, and he goes to my stomach and goes, Nick, you talk like that and get you knocked off or something. I was like, So you're telling me if you don't like how I talk to you, you're going to shoot me. And he was like, sup? So I literally grabbed him, threw him on the ground, and his friend's standing there. So I grabbed his friend and threw, and as he was trying to get up, I threw his friend at him and knocked him down. Mm-hmm. And then I picked him up, and I just kept throwing them at each other all the way out to the side patio. I opened the gate, threw them both out right into the laps of some police officers.
Did you tell him, like,
They didn't like the way I talked. They said they were going to shoot me.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wrote them citations for menacing, and they were not allowed to be on the property again or something. I'm like, yeah, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
But it's pretty funny, you know, like.
Yeah. They're probably like a $1.60, $1.70
yeah.
each.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like 300.
Yeah.
All ripped and juiced up and just it was like murderous.
Like throwing babies at each other.
Yeah.
But nobody saw. I was the only one that saw it. And I was like, nobody saw that. It was so cool.
Nobody saw me do that?
It was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old days, I guess. Stupid old days.
Yeah, dangerous. I mean, you got to think about.
Yeah, what if they did have a gun?
Yeah, what if they did?
Shoot me in the stomach.
For $8 an hour. Like,
I think I made 14 then.
Whoa.
Maybe 12.
Under the table, that's pretty decent back then. Yeah, but still.
Well, I used to run that front door. Dude, I would count $1,000 in my pocket at the end of the night, but I'd have to split it with a few people.
Yeah.
I ran the shit out of that door.
Yeah.
Until we got caught.
Yeah.
And then they gave us a clicker and had somebody watching us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that went down fast.
Well, at least they didn't fire you guys.
Oh, I got fired later.
Yeah. For
some guy.
Was it my Uncle Doak?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, that guy that, like, was resisting, and we ran into the pole.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Right.
That guy.
Some
stupid.
Guy. He's resisting. He's resisting.
Stop resisting.
Like you're a cop. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I goosenecked this guy's wrist. Oh. Wrist locked him at the View all the way down the stairs. And he was like, the whole way. And I was just like, everything I had on it. Got out, gave him a little shove out the front door. He's like, what do you think, you're the police? He's like, I gotta slap you. I was like, try and slap me. And he was just like, he's holding his wrist. He's like, I'm out of here. He just left. Probably broke his wrist.
I remember when Mike showed us those little arm bars. There was like the one where you grab the wrist and then you grab like the part of the elbow, like the pressure points in the elbow or whatever, and you like jumble it, like squeeze it and stuff. Oh, yeah. Where they're like
and then work.
And yeah, I did that in the bar side one time when Opie was like, "Get this guy out of here."
You're like, "Yes, ma'am."
Yeah, I was like, "Yes, honey. I mean, ma'am.
I love you. I mean,
I love you.
Where is he?"
And I was like, "Sir, you gotta go. You gotta go." He's like, "Fuck you." Sir, I'm going to count to three, and then I'm going to have to escort you out or some shit like that. He was like, one, two, three. snatched him so hard and then fucking ripped him out. And then I think she got mad at me.
Yeah, you didn't have to snatch him so hard.
Yeah, she got mad at me for something. I don't know if it was that time or something, but she yelled at me one time, and I was like, oh, that's so fucking hot.
Yell at me again.
Slap, kick me in the balls.
I remember on that restaurant side, this guy, he was pissing in the sink. I caught him. I was like, man, you're out of here, bro. Like, get out of here. He had this sweater on, and I was like, kind of grabbing him, you know, being real grabby, get you out of here. And he's like, don't touch my sweater. It's a $200 sweater. My sweater. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like escorting him out by his arm, and he's talking about his sweater. I get him to the door that went into that alley. And I pushed him as hard as I could, and I grabbed the sweater and raked it as hard as I could. He's like, my sweater! And he was like five sizes too big now. My sweater! And I just slammed the door in his face. Like, nice sweater, bro.
Sounding like a real Jeff Iverson.
My car!
It was me and Jeff Iverson driving his CRX.
Oh, yeah, the old CRX.
His first car, his first love.
Four-wheel steering.
Yeah, I had the four-wheel steering, the crab steering, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was like we were trying to hang out with Judah Schmall.
Oh, yeah, real impressive.
Yeah, and Judah was trying to ditch us. And Jeff got pissed, like, they're trying to ditch us!
And so he like drove after him, and he got off on that Lloyd Center exit. And you know how it like comes around and then it curves up over. And he just went like smash, smash.
Like a pinball?
Yeah, like a fucking pinball.
My car. They wrecked my car.
Don't worry, your mommy and daddy will buy you a new one like they did.
Yeah.
Actually, he always had a job.
He always worked, yeah, yeah. Man. He was a hard-ass worker.
Yeah, he was fun, man. I remember he got thrown out of a... Did he foul out or something in the basketball game? And he took his shirt off like Dennis Rodman. He's standing there with his shirt off. And we're like, just get your shirt on. He's like, no, he threw me out. Threw me out.
He threw me out. He was passionate. He's a passionate dude.
Oh, yeah. He's a fun guy.
I love that guy. He was one of my besties.
Yeah. That was one of the guys you were trying to impress and leave me behind, but I didn't allow it.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I do.
You had to go back to Blow? Bo Mullman? Honest mistake. Sorry, Bo.
The first thing, like, what are you talking about?
Our old buddy Bo.
Yeah, Bo Mullman. He was one of my best friends.
Yeah, me too.
For years.
Mm-hmm. He was like the first guy. I think he was like the first guy that I became friends with when I moved here. Was it him?
Yeah, because you hated me because you're like, you're going to steal my only friend. Because me and him were already friends. I'm like, who's this fat, short weirdo from New Mexico, from New Luxico?
Yeah. Yeah, well, fun times.
Yeah, it sure was.
Fun times. We had a super hot fifth grade teacher.
Joy Linhart.
Is that her first name?
Oh, yeah. Of course I know her first name.
Joy?
Yeah.
Is it Joy?
Are you going to look her up now?
Why don't I remember?
No.
Her sister is even more bomb.
Really?
You don't remember her?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Joy and Gary. Gary. Linhart.
Was his name Gary?
Yeah. I think so.
It was, no, it wasn't. Was it Brady?
What? No, it was Gary. No, maybe it wasn't Gary. I don't know.
Barry.
Barry.
It was Barry in between.
Brady.
Barry.
Gary.
Yeah, Bear.
The yeah. Barry.
Every single teacher, so I started that school in third grade. But that class that we were in, from kindergarten, and eighth grade was the stop of it, but from kindergarten to eighth grade, every teacher quit after they had us.
Did Young and Zedwick too?
Young did.
No way. Mr. P took over?
Young went to high school. He went to teach high school.
Hmm.
I did think he did something like that.
Because Mr. P wasn't a full-time. He was like...
Remember they shared it. P and Young shared it together.
Okay.
And we're like, yes, Mr. P's here. He's like, hurry up and do your work. We'll go play some baseball.
Yeah, extra break.
Extra break, yeah.
You guys want an extra break? Hurry up and do your homework. Mr. P was awesome. He took me, he hired me one summer because he knew we were all very poor. So he hired me to lay carpet.
I remember that.
That was fucking hard.
That guy had like 10 jobs.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get a wife that won't work. Been there.
Yeah. And you're a teacher not making much money.
No, especially not there.
Sucking off the teat of the church.
Yeah, he would leave there. I remember this. He would leave school working all day, go to the airport and clean airplanes all night.
Wow.
And then in the summertime, he's laying carpet and he's doing this and that. Like, they had a nice house. I've been to the house.
Yeah, they had to hustle.
I remember going to that house and hanging out with Carissa.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents weren't home, and she's like, my parents are on their way home, and I had to run out the front door. I'm like, what do you mean? You're like way older than me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? I have to run out?
I have to run out like I've been touching boobs or something?
Oh, I just might want to get caught.
Get some street cred back at the old school. Yeah, yeah, she was in Kristen and Brian's grade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I was doing over there. I think I walked over there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? She was a pedophile.
Yeah, she was.
She was a youth attracted person.
Is it youth?
Is it? Eric?
I thought we looked this up. The acronym is MAP. I remember that much.
Minor attracted person.
Minor attracted. Right, because she was still a minor.
Otherwise, it'll be MAP. I mean, I guess that would work too.
So, 17-year-old and a 10-year-old, that's okay?
As long as the girl's older.
Ain't that the truth?
Serious. There should be no boy in the world to tell.
Say what?
Like those boys that, you know, they have sex with their teachers and then they want to run and tell mommy. Like, why?
Dude, just keep a good thing going.
You're getting good grades. You're having the time of your life.
Having the time of your life.
Yeah, I don't get it. I probably would have told you.
Yeah.
And Jake, and then Jake would have went and hated on me.
Yeah, Jake, I would have been like, how do I get into that?
Like, can my friend Luke come?
Yeah.
Here.
UM?
I'm all here.
Yeah. Jake would have been like, oh, it wasn't me. Then he would have started sweating right here.
Yeah. It wasn't me.
It don't feel so good.
I don't feel so good.
I got the punies.
What's wrong? Nothing. Nothing.
You get the punies.
Oh, man, I wonder what Jeff Kars is up to.
Oh, about 600. That's 600. Six bills. Hopefully he's not. I mean, that means he's going to die soon.
Hopefully. I haven't seen that guy. He used to have a Facebook, but
yeah, he's as big as a tree, like a redwood tree, like fucking wide as a redwood.
He couldn't help it. He was just built big. If he were to lose 500 pounds, he would look weird.
Yeah, I mean, who are we to talk? But
yeah, true.
It's like the kettle calling the pot. Yeah.
Well, according to you in our UFC fight, you are the same as Mike Tyson.
I am the same size as Mike Tyson. That's true. Now, the muscle to fat ratio is a little different.
It's a little off, but it's fine.
But we're about the same.
Is he really 260?
I have no idea. Let's look it up. No. He's probably 230. Still. I'm going to say 230.
Right. You guys talk the same.
220. Okay. 230. I was off. 220. Damn. He's 220 at. He's 5'10, 220. So he weighs 35 pounds more than me. So if I drop, if I can, which is my goal is down, is below 220.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
For my heart.
You look like you have HIV?
No. Just for my heart.
Everybody's going to be like, what happened to Luke? Does he have HIV?
Like, look at all that loose skin. So I'm already down 30. If I get down another 30, then I'll be Mike Tyson.
You're down 30, so you weighed 290? Oh, you were 280-something.
285.
Man, I wish I could have seen that in person.
Oh, you can see pictures of it.
Oh, I know. It's just not the same. Yeah.
Pictures of it. I was huge.
Oh, he's 5'10"? I always thought he's a lot shorter.
No, him and I are exactly the same. Height. Height.
Exactly the same.
Height. Ali was only 236. Tyson Fury's two. Tyson Fury's like, he's doughy and he like, he's 6 foot something. He's like 6'7" or something. Let's see.
He's pretty tall.
6'9". Look at that.
Super doughy and can super beat my ass.
Yeah, he's 254. Wait, so he fights at 254, 255. Is that must be the heavyweight.
Have you heard Tyson talking about Mayweather? Yeah, I just saw this the other day. There, somebody asked him, oh, you know, like, do you think Mayweather's on top? Do you think he's the top dog? You know, something. And he was like, he can't even take his kids to school. He ain't shit. He's scared. Scared little boy running. Can't even take his kid to school.
What does that mean?
Well, he has his bodyguards everywhere with him.
Oh. Because he's got a target on his back for some shit?
He's just living that life, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he always carries, you know, $50,000 in his purse.
Because that's his Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. Always carries a bunch of money. Well, just stop doing that shit. Why do you need money? Because it's cool.
Just use your debit card, foo.
Yeah, or your unlimited Amex.
Right.
I mean, I have a Amex Gold. It's like $35,000 limit on it.
Yeah, I got an Amex.
But
concrete.
But he's got those Amex, like, where you could spend like $500,000 or some shit.
Right. No, he's just that's just his facade.
Yeah.
I'm so important and cool. I need my bodyguards to make sure I can shower good and get my kids to school, you know?
Yeah.
Did you get tired of that?
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't really drink. He doesn't really party, like, per se. He stays up, but he's not really, like, a drinker. And he always fucking trains.
He's a scared little boy.
Doesn't seem scared to me. Might be Mike Tyson throwing some shade.
Well, Tyson's got almost 100 pounds on him.
Yeah, there's no way they'd ever fight.
No.
They can't do a catch weight because Floyd probably walks around it to 160.
Yeah.
You know?
So we got to do the show on Jake Paul and Nate Diaz. We got to do that one.
Nick Diaz is going to fuck him up. I love
Nick Diaz.
Nate.
I said Nate.
I thought you said Nick.
No.
Oh. Just that's came out. That's
my sister's husband's name.
Nate? Nick.
Nick.
Nicholas.
Nikolai.
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 It sounds so much tougher.
I'd way rather be Nikolai than Nicholas.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Nicholas or Nikolai.
Nicholas. You know, starting to sound a little gay, but, I mean, nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
Gay guys always tell their full name. Do you notice that? It's always like Stephen, Timothy.
Stephen went to Steve, though.
Michael. Nicholas. They don't ever
abbreviate. Timothy.
They don't ever abbreviate. Jeffrey. They don't ever abbreviate.
Huh.
Yeah.
I used to know a guy named Batiste.
Batiste. That's the correct pronunciation of my name. Nobody knows it.
Just you.
That's what it is.
I'll never forget. We were at one of your many apartments or duplexes. You know, we always move somewhere.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I got to pay these bills or I got to call somebody real quick. And we're waiting to go probably get a $5 bottle of whiskey or something.
Some brokers.
Yeah, and you're like, my name is Luke. Batiste, and I looked over, I was like, what? And you spelled it B-E-T-T-I-S, and the lady was like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How do you know what that lady was saying? We didn't have speakerphone back then.
I just knew.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell.
You're embellishing the story to make me look bad, Jeff. I don't appreciate it.
Water in your face. We have to embellish a little bit.
For the listeners and the viewers.
And the millions
to come.
See.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe how many people watched that live with us.
Was it 1,500?
Yeah, it was a bunch.
Yeah, it was great.
I wish YouTube wouldn't throttle our channel so all the people that subscribe could actually be shown. It still says we have 29 subscribers when I know that tons of other people have subscribed recently. Then they're not moving the number.
Well, you're doing something wrong.
I'm talking about
300 viewers on Spotify on mine alone.
I'm talking about current events and things, and then they're the censor. They're the like big censorer now, them and Facebook. They're still censoring. I was hoping that the Twitter files would put some pressure on those guys to be like, oh shit, we probably should stop.
No, they don't care.
No. Because Congress didn't arrest anybody. They didn't fucking do anything. They just had like, how dare you, sir? Shame on you. You had me taken off of like all the people that were all the right wing people that were like senators that they fucking cut off. Like, you took down my channel for more than a year, or my account. You suspended my account for over a year. Shame on you. I depend on my account to run for office. That's all they did. They just yelled at him.
Now we're on Spotify. We just got so popular, they just wanted to shut us down because they don't want us to overcome Joe Rogan.
Mm. That's, yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to do that either. I want him to keep going. I love his show. Well, I don't think he would care. He doesn't care. He likes people to be successful. He would keep going no matter what because he likes it.
Yeah, he's not going to lose anywhere. He's doing fine.
He's already won.
He's already won.
Yeah.
The battle's won.
He's already won. He's a winner.
Dude, so looking at your phone there, the iPhone's going to come out with an open face one like that.
Of course they are. They always copy.
Eric said he's going to buy it for me. So I said, that's fine. Well, if you want to. Making all that extra money on the weekends.
You can't prove that.
You said it live last weekend, I promise.
Kevin was blowing me up.
Scout's honor.
He got a DigiSign. I think it was a collect retain or something.
Great.
Crushing. Just crushing.
Crushing Kevin.
So what's up with the next fight? Let's take a look at the next fight. Well, when's that? Jake Paul and
Nate Diaz.
The great Nate.
That dude rolled around town smoking cigs and just ready to fight everybody.
Yeah, well, does he smoke cigs? I know he smokes weed, but
his brother does. I know.
Yeah.
No, he's the one that's always got a cig in his mouth. He's all
Who's calling me from Texas? Is that Vogue?
Yeah. You're on the air.
You're on the layback with Luke Bettis.
Not live. See you Wednesday.
We could have gone live today. When is it? Press conference. Oh, August 5th. First episode date. Oh. So August 5th, it looks like. Fight is due.
Ooh, Dallas. I'll just be leaving Dallas at that time.
It's in Dallas?
That's what it says right from
we
Dallas.
Could go to it? Really? Hey, Vogue, you want to go see a fight? Okay, that's pretty dope.
Oh, he's too busy with his Jeep.
Did you see that Jeep? It looks fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It looks like it's straight out of the show, like the She-Hulk.
Yeah, he literally did it right. Like, he did it right.
It was professionally done. It looks fucking legit.
I almost think I know. So he's got the truck one.
Okay.
The one that has the truck bed.
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty cool.
The regular four-door, full Jeep, I think, looks better. So Becky's Jeep, sorry, Vogue, but Becky's Jeep's a little bit nicer.
Wow. But certainly put some money into the the paint job. Or maybe it's a wrap. It's I'm not sure. It's a wrap.
Wait, actually.
Those are spendy, too.
Yeah, those are $3,000-$4,000 just for a wrap.
Yeah, those are cool. I thought about wrapping my my Jaguar just to protect the paint.
Yeah. Just unwrap it. It's brand new again.
It already has one dent from.
What?
Yeah. So when we were in Oregon, fuck you, Oregon. Another fuck you, Oregon.
Stupid Portland.
We were living in Portland and it was like an ice storm. And our power went out in our new house that we bought. And it was freezing out. So I was like, well, let's just get some stuff and let's go to the office. And we can hang out in the office, spend the night there if we need to. So we'll have heat. And there's a shower there and all this stuff, right? So we drove to the office and it was a fucking shit show. That thing kept getting stuck and ice and like
rear wheel drive.
Yeah, I had to get two people to push me out. This is before I ever had a truck. And you know, I cleaned off the windshield and then the top part slid down.
Oh.
Broke my cowling.
The ice?
Yeah, broke the cowling and dented the top of the hood. Like, just this little tiny.
Probably have to go get an entire new hood.
Yeah, probably. So that sucks.
Well, when I first moved to Colorado, Denver, the car, remember that black Dodge Magnum I had?
Oh, yeah.
That was rear-wheel drive, and I somehow figured drove in all that snow in that thing.
Yeah.
A little sketchy at points, but.
Snow's fine. It's just the ice that's not good, and it's really hilly there.
Oh, yeah, Portland's a joke.
Tiny little fucking streets.
You have that fucking freezing rain. Nah.
All right, here's the next one. June 10th. Amanda Nunez versus Irene Aldana. What? What happened to the rematch?
Not going to happen.
Charles Oliveira versus Dariush. Barnell Dariush. He's a real Jesus lover.
Well, as long as he can knock somebody out, that's all I care.
Oh, yeah, he can. Well, let's watch some Barnell Dariush highlights.
Because there was one good fight in that entire card last Saturday. Boring. That's why we drink so much.
Hey, at least we kept it a little cooler this time. All right.
I'm so glad you had to drink that shot.
Oh, buddy. What the? Yeah, we don't care about.
That's funny. This guy the other day called me a white Jason Momoa. White.
White
Aquaman.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, that uppercut would have been nice.
Oh, right in the liver. There it is. Night night.
He knew he had him. He just had to land one.
Boom. On the kisser.
Right in the schnoz. Yeah, that's great, but is he going to do it so we can actually see it live, you know?
He's pretty, I mean, he's, so the winner of this gets the title shot versus Aljamain Sterling, the fight we just watched.
Sterling?
Scott Sterling! Aljamain Scott Sterling. Couldn't finish. Henry Cejudo. Okay.
This
is about to be an arm bar.
There for a while, I lost
a choke.
Interest in UFC.
Oh, look at this. Fucking
because
choke,
of
dude.
What we just saw last weekend. I was bored.
They're not all bangers, dude. It's like every game isn't fun. There's blowouts. Oh, it is an arm bar. Oh, he's going to break it. Okay, tap. Don't you let go before the ref gets there.
Nope. Man, he had a hold of that thing.
Yeah.
You're just standing up and you still can't slide out of it.
Look at his look at his leg. He's almost got him in a triangle. He's basically got him in a triangle.
Ouch.
It's like a weird reverse underneath thing.
Ouch. Remember Anthony Buncher used to laugh so hard and say his abs hurt? He'd be like, ouch,
oh, my stomach. Yeah, because he's always working on his abs.
Yeah, they're cramping up.
Yeah, they were sore. Just always sore.
We could just laugh with no problems.
Still can.
Still, yeah, I can laugh even more than ever.
I miss those days where you were just work out so much that every day something's sore.
Oh, yeah.
I love that shit. Oh, there's a...
I still work out probably 5 days a week, but I don't...
Well, Darce.
Nothing like I used to.
Look at the leg. Yep. Push the body away. Push the body towards the choke and the forearm. Boom. Nice. Boom.
There's a caveman.
He's Bob. I think it's Bob Ross. He calls himself Bob Ross.
Yeah, he looks like it. Interesting.
A little grounded pound. He's got his back. Both hooks in. Boom, boom, boom. Grounded pound, soften him up. This is old school shit. This is just ground and pound and jits with hits. Boom, right under the neck and night night. Oh, that's tight. Look under the chin. Oh, trying to hold him off. Okay.
You want rear naked?
Yep.
I successfully did a rear naked choke one time.
Yeah.
I think only once. That's at least the only one I remember.
Oh.
Poor little Asian guy.
Yeah.
Remember those Asians were fighting each other in the street and we had to go break it up?
Yeah, the big one, the same one with the gun night, yeah.
Yeah, I ran out there and I'm like, all right, who am I going to get? And I see this guy in the full mount on this dude just going to town on his face. So I walked over, picked him up, rear naked, bowed my back, limp.
Yeah. Set him down gently or you drop him?
Yeah, well.
You dropped him.
I don't want to talk about that one.
Oh. He already got wobble foot. Oh, there it goes. Well. What?
Yeah, that was actually a scary night for me because I literally.
Wobble foot.
Instead of laying that poor Asian guy's body to the ground that I had just choked the life out of, I slammed him on the top of his head on the concrete.
Jesus, dude.
And remember Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Tony was lifeguard or something. He thought he knew everything. He couldn't wake that dude up. I went and hid inside. And then that finally, remember everybody thought he was shot because there was gunshots too? At that was the gunshot night too. So everybody thought he was shot and like he's dead. But I was inside like, no, I just choked him out.
I just choked him to death. That happened to a bouncer at the Copper Penny.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember the guy was in charge and told him to sit on top of that dude till the cops got there.
I thought it was rear naked. That had he held too long.
Yeah, it was something. They laid on top of this dude and collapsed his lungs. He couldn't breathe. He suffocated to death under these bouncers.
Here's Gil. Remember we watched the fight with Gilbert Burns?
Yeah, where he did nothing.
Yeah. Well, this is his finish, is it? His top finishes.
That guy's just going to take a snooze on his own knee.
Ah, fuck yeah. Boink.
That one hurt.
Boink.
These are boink, starting boink, to hurt. These are boink, really starting boink, to hurt. Boink. All right.
That last uppercut did it. Then he kneed himself in the face.
I'm going to headbutt my own knee.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Boink, boink. Oh, what?
Boink.
Oh, look at this one. Full mount. He's trying to get the triangle on top mount. Oh, he's going to break
it. Flip a room.
No.
Oh. Oh.
My arm hurts watching that.
Mm-hmm. He needs to cut his hair again. He was way better. Ah. Oh, did you see that bicep look like a tore?
Yeah.
Now pull up some Brock Lesnar highlights.
My guy.
Brock. Did you know Stephen Bonner passed away?
What?
Yeah.
No way.
I just heard on Joe Rogan.
Wonder what from.
Yeah.
First time that Dana White handed out two contracts.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Well, that was the first Ultimate Fighter. That's what put him on the map.
Yeah, Forrest and Stefan.
Accidental drug overdose. Fucking fentanyl, I bet.
Oh, jeez.
God damn it.
I was just looking at those fucking zombies as I was driving over here. It's like they got sores all over their arms and face, and they're just, that's got to be the worst, man.
There it is.
Oh man.
Coroner determined the cause is fentanyl, parafluorofentanyl, and mitogynine intoxication.
God damn.
So probably hooked on painkillers because of his career,
because of that one fight.
Yeah. His face still hurts.
Yeah, fuck.
Broken nose. That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
He's a nice dude.
Yeah, we hung out a bunch.
Your guy, Stefan?
Yeah.
Goes by Steph.
We called him Boner, yeah, just for the fun of it.
Boner? Yeah.
And then he beat us up.
Let's go, Bone.
And then he punched my head in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice.
He'd be like, Jeff, come on, man.
Where would you do that? Where'd you see that?
Yeah. Stefan Bonner.
Forrest.
Forrest Griffin.
I'll never forget, who was it? Rich Franklin fought Anderson Silva. And Rich Franklin was pretty fucking good. But Anderson Silva was like coming up and he just made him look like a chump. Did you ever see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God.
Best was, thing you've ever seen.
It was amazing. It's when I was like, okay, Anderson's my dude. Anderson's the GOAT next to John Jones in my book.
He just had such a creepy style. And then he would come at you and just do some weird kick or weird punch and it would kill you.
It'd yeah.
Be over.
Well, he would antagonize you. Yeah, here it is, 2 minutes. Okay, watch this shit. Is there volume? Is there some volume on this?
It's on me.
Anderson Silva. Forrest Griffin.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, this is Forrest Griffin. What?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are we?
That's right, this one's good too. He laughed at him and he got tagged again.
Yeah, and then he was like, okay.
Ow.
This is starting to suck.
Yeah. Come on, let's go. Is it the head movement? It's off the charts. Look at this. Can't hit me. Can't hit me. I got my hands down. Look at that.
No, you can't.
Whoop, whoop, boom. That is the shit. Fucking amazing. Then he's nice to him.
Well, he's beating the shit out of him. Griffin's too dumb
can't
for his
own
good.
Can't hit me. He stepped in.
He just quit. He's like, I can't.
He just stepped into the punch and he just went like this. Night night. The Rich Franklin one is equally as embarrassing. Is right here. Bite. Bye bye. Bye bye.
He's just too snaky.
Bite. Bye bite.
He's snaky, dude.
Two misses. Bink. Going backwards. He knocked him out going backwards. That's how fucking good he is. I swear I said Rich Franklin. Well, no, I didn't.
Jeez.
The Rich Franklin one's pretty good, too. There we go.
Coming in here is just showing his desire.
Well, is this all a bunch of talk?
Yep.
This is why they call.
Somebody's walk-in music. Silva's walk-in music back in the 2000s.
Some late 90s rock.
The more dangerous he gets, the more calm he gets, the more.
There's a young Joe Rogan.
Of Rich Franklin. I'm at UFC 64. So hard to
begin. So tail of the tape, 32, 33. Look at his reach, though. It's like 84 inches. No, oh, 77 and a half.
God damn it. His reach is like 210.
77. God damn it. I thought he had an 80. Oh, then maybe that's John Jones. 82-inch reach advantage, or 82-inch reach. But look at these guys. 185 pounders, 6 foot plus, and their reach is like 76, 77 and a half inches. But look at, like, so he's got an inch and a half reach. Does that seem like that much? That's like this much.
Right.
But that's enough when you're here. You'll be here and I'll be on you. Like, that's enough. And that's why my 69-inch reach never.
You're being very gracious with that. I thought it was 64.
Yeah, 69-inch reach versus fucking 225 pounders and 205 pounders and 250 pounders.
Is it really 69?
I think so, yeah. Same as my football jersey number.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we should do my wingspan.
Look at the young
Woody Kalker.
You missed it. Did you see young Bruce?
Young Bruce? I actually caught it in the corner of my eye. Yes, they have.
Ace. Remember, he used to go by Rich Ace Franklin because he looked like Ace Ventura.
No way.
I think that was part of it. He looked like Jim Carrey.
Remember when he broke his leg?
Any questions from the champion? Touch gloves. Let's get it.
Anderson John McCarthy.
Big JC.
Can he once
Big
again
JM
become the middleweight champion?
You ready? Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Come on.
Being sported by Rich.
Everybody's got their little catchphrase.
Second fight. And one of the things that he said that he was surprised at the first fight was how
it's been real.
Franklin is willing to exchange with anybody in the world. Inside leg kick, but just talking to him this week, you could tell
they keep cutting it up probably so they don't get in trouble.
Let's see how he deals with the clinch.
Ooh.
Took a knee to the body. Let's see what happens here in close quarters. Anderson Silva grabbed that plum, the Muay Thai plum, grabbing two hands, control you, and lead you into knees. So he's what he's doing is he's keep him down. He's got him down. There you go. Rich Franklin. Rich has got to be careful, man. Joe Silva's informed me that Matt Hume is working. He's ever taken his camp out of Cincinnati. He went to Wyoming for a number of weeks. It just got a hold of one of the legs.
Remember Joe Goldberg?
It's Rich Franklin. And
no. Or, was it Joe Goldberg?
Yeah.
No.
Rich Franklin's work
Mike. Mike Goldberg was the announcer with him.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan and Mike Goldberg. And
Mike
here
Goldberg.
We go.
Rich Franklin is
kicking his legs out.
Rich said this would be a different fight so far. Silva trying to overwhelm him again. Franklin.
Oh. Oh shit.
Frank was impeccable timing, Joe.
It was impeccable.
He's just missing though. Oh, nice knee. Oh, uppercut. Dropped him at the end of the first round. Look at him.
He's like, no.
Looks like Jim Carrey. When he gets up, his eyes. It's like.
Yeah, he does.
Please go into him. Don't turn away from him. Excellent advice by Anderson. Looks very pumped up. And Rich Frank,
they have great respect for each other. There's no animosity here. You fight Anderson Silva, is you just starting to get the feeling it's just a matter of time. Franklin's going to bring it again, though.
Silva's not even tired or faded or any, you know,
nope,
not a scratch.
He rolls with the punches.
Just throws him down by his head.
But that Forrest Griffin one was the shit. Forrest Griffin just ran out of the arena after that. He just like, once he came to and stuff, he just like ran out.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, he was embarrassed. Body shot,
the knee to the head hurts him.
Yeah, he
knee.
Was definitely out of his league on that one.
Well, Rich
yeah. Some good-ass fights.
Well, GSP.
GSP. Another goat in his weight class for sure. I mean, he took like, I don't know how many years he took off, like 3 years or something. He came back and took the belt in one fight and then and retired again.
Yeah.
Just came back and he's like, all right, that's mine.
Who did he beat up? Adam Koscheck? I remember he literally beat Adam Koscheck's, what was it, his right eye. He literally jabbed him probably, I think like 79 times to where they finally, he couldn't see, he couldn't anything. It was that bad.
Oh, I think it was Bisping.
For what? Well, oh yeah, for the to come back get the belt
title. I think it was Bisping. Yeah, Michael Bisping. Submission round three. It's like at the end of the round too.
7 seconds, and you would have still been in it, Bisping.
Ow. Sorry, guys. That was my bad.
Jeez.
You'd have still been in it.
One more round.
Oh, Brett Weinstein. Let's see if there's some RFK Jr. stuff going on or some Trump stuff. Overwhelming evidence JFK Jr. blames CIA for JFK assassination. Whoa. Look at this. ABC censors its own interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They censored their own interview. Let's see.
Reimagine.
Isn't that crazy? They had an interview and didn't go the way they wanted it to, like to fit their narrative, so they censored it?
Yeah.
RFK Jr. went on ABC and they interviewed him. They censored some of his interview. You want to see? Here's where we go.
We should note that during our conversation, Kennedy made false claims about the COVID-19 vaccines. Data shows that the COVID-19 vaccines prevented millions of hospitalizations and deaths from the disease. He also made misleading claims about the relationship between vaccination and autism. Research shows that vaccines and the ingredients used for the vaccines do not cause autism, including multiple studies involving more than a...
Research shows. That's all they have to say. It's like on... did you ever watch that History Channel show, Ancient Aliens?
No, I've seen it, but I never watched it.
Oh, dude, I got really into it because it was kind of a cool concept. Like, they built the pyramids and all that shit.
Yeah, I remember.
I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool idea. So I kind of got into it, and I took it with a grain of salt, but I knew it was a show. History Channel, right? But all they would say is, some ancient alien theorists theorize.
That means it's right.
So, no, no. And then they had license to say anything.
Right.
So, like, some ancient alien theorists theorize. So there's two layers of protection. They're theorists coming up with theories. And they're theorizing. So now they have two layers of protection to not ever, they could just go and say a bunch of crazy theories, mm-hmm. conspiracy theories even, about aliens building the pyramids. And now that's exactly what ABC is doing, using that kind of language to lie and censor a presidential candidate.
It's not lying, it's blanketing the truth.
Yeah, it's... I don't know why I'm trying to use a remote to start this, dummy.
And major medical associations like the American Academy of Pediatrics and the advocacy group Autism Speaks, we've used our editorial judgment in not including extended portions of that exchange in our interview. We thank Mr. Kennedy.
So I've never seen a news organization ever do that ever before. Now, let's keep in mind that this woman's check is signed by Pfizer. And everybody who works at this news organization, quote unquote, it's not a news organization. These are public relations for corporations. And right now, what she's doing is public relations for Pfizer. When have you ever heard them edit out a politician's speech because there was part of it that was false? The answer is never. That's never, ever, ever done. And the only reason they did that was because he probably made some really good points that was going to injure Pfizer's bottom line. And they don't want to show it to you. Why not? So what a news reporter is supposed to do is let the guy make his case and then you debunk it.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do. Well, they debunked it without letting him make his case. That's not journalism. That's straight up PR for Pfizer. And that's why they're garbage.
Just recited. I mean... just hearing how she recited it was so...
Yeah, like a robot.
Just going to be AI man doing this. It really is creepy how... Trump, the most dangerous man in the January 6th world, is going to be on CNN saying whatever he wants. And they got to not even show you the argument RFK Jr. made.
They can't even show you the argument that...
Oh, yeah, Trump's going to be on CNN. Did you see that?
They can't even show you the argument. But they're going to show Trump tuning in live on...
On CNN.
He's going to be interviewed or he's working for them?
No, he's going to be interviewed. They're doing a town hall. They're doing a Republican town hall. They're trying to save their ratings. Because they don't have any ratings. They don't have any viewers.
Who else to bring in besides old DT?
So they're like, well, let's do a Republican town hall. So that, you know, let's not talk with... Because they're funded by Pfizer too, right? Mm-hmm. Big Pharma. 70% of the advertising dollars in all of America go from Big Pharma. So they're bought and paid for too. So they're like, well, we can't do any, you know, Joe Biden, we can only do so much. Okay. There's a big presidential race. Who's going to move the needle? RFK Jr.? Oh, that goes against our advertisers. Donald Trump? He's not saying anything against Pfizer. Maybe we can get Donald Trump in here. Kind of a smart move on their part.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You know how people are going to tune in?
Yeah.
If Joe Biden was there, then nobody would even care.
No.
The guy doesn't even make any sense when he talks. You know, be like, what?
Right.
I mean, yeah, I guess you could do a drinking game to Joe Biden's interview.
The Joe Biden drinking game? How many times he says, come on, man. Come on, man. Or, I'm not joking. What does he say? I'm not joking. I'm telling the truth. He says, like, these little... You know, the things that people say when they're actually lying.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. I'm telling the truth. And this is the truth. Yeah, he says a bunch of bullshit like that.
Because they know he's not going to say that. I hope he says the thing about the oil in Syria again. That the reason
does why he identify as a
is
truthful man?
We're stealing their oil. I hope he says that. I hope somebody asks him that question. So that's... So now, there's never been a time in history, as RFK Jr. pointed out on this show, where the censors were the good guys. They're not the good guys. The censors are the bad people. She's working for evil. This is called the banality of evil. She doesn't look evil. She is.
Thanks for protecting me, lady.
She's pretending to protect me.
Thanks for protecting me.
She's protecting corporate property.
The data shows otherwise. I don't need to know anymore.
So there it is.
I never suspected anything
again,
about
the problem isn't with YouTubers. The problem isn't YouTubers spreading misinformation. The problem is with the mainstream corporate news. They're constantly lying to you at the behest of Big Pharma, Wall Street, the military industrial complex, Silicon Valley, and health insurance companies.
Banks,
that's what they're lying to you for. They're not bringing you the news, dummy. They're there to manufacture consent, and that's why they did this, and there's nobody upset about it in the news business. Nobody's calling them out in the news business for doing this. Nobody, because they all serve the same people, Pfizer.
Well, they're not going to risk their neck.
That's right.
Or their career. Like, a bunch of them will talk about it, but they're not going to talk about it on the news.
No. No.
You're going to catch them in a recording with James O'Keefe or something.
That's right.
He's right. Everybody's going to get fired. Why would they want to lose their job?
They'll find somebody else, some other pretty girl or pretty guy to sit in there with a fucking sock puppet.
Mm-hmm.
Hand up their ass, pulling their strings.
It's like, you know, Nike and all these people that are basically bowing down to the LBDDGQRXY.
Yeah.
They don't want to have any problems.
Right.
So we're just going to go ahead and do what they would want us to do, so we have no problems.
But who are they going to have problems from? Is the trans community, is that the community you're talking about? Or is it the whole LGBTQ?
Yeah.
They want to be inclusive. They need to be inclusive to people that go against their views. That's true inclusiveness. Like, you can't just be inclusive to the people that agree with you. Because now you're being prejudiced and a bigot.
Right, because if, you know, it's going to come down to, well, everyone but Nike supports us. Nike's bigots. Nike's against us. Nike's this, and, you know, and then Nike's going to have these problems. They might lose sales. So instead of losing sales, they'll just implement what they would want. They have no problems with anybody.
But the LGBTQ was a minority group that wanted to be loved and wanted acceptance in the world and wanted their view to be heard, whether you agree or don't agree with it. Well, where is that concept now? You see what I'm saying? It's right. It's a whole lot of hypocrisy happening, because anybody that doesn't agree with your beliefs, you demonize them and kill them and you want to murder them and whatever it is, you're right. Or, you know, not literally, but like you want to squash them like a bug, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the whole LGBTQ movement. It's not everybody. I know a lot of gay people that don't believe in like the way that the movement is going. They think it's like, what? No, that's not what we stand
right,
for.
Right. No, it's like extremists.
Yeah, it's a small group of extremists who, you know, I blame white straight women. Middle-aged white straight women for all these problems. You know, they're the ones that, like, sit around and feel all this guilt about stuff, and then now they get behind these causes and they make it a big deal. But what do I know? I just don't like hypocrisy. And me even saying that's hypocritical. So now it's a perfect circle of hypocrisy. There you go.
Way to prove it right,
Luke. Yeah. I'm a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite.
Luke Bettis.
Why don't we all just love each other?
253-5186.
You remember my old number?
Remember that?
503-253-5186 was my old phone number.
Luke Bettis.
253-5186. That's crazy. Yeah.
255-1281.
255-1281. I remember that. Wow, what a memory on this guy. All right, on that note, we're out. See ya.
Yeah.